Tonight, I stand in front of you as an evangelist, and I'm going to give you an evangelistic message, all right? All right? Oh, hallelujah. If you invite an evangelist, it's your own mistake. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I had an experience with the Lord, and I vowed to Him, that's decades ago, wherever I go, I will preach on the power of the blood of Jesus. And I do that without apologies. I find it's one of the greatest and most glorious messages, most liberating. And it hits right into the heart of everything. Of everything. Knowing in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18 that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Amen. And of course, 1 John 1 verse 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from every sin. Jesus died for the sins of the world. The world, the whole world, not just favor on a handful of people or a few chosen frozen, but the whole world will benefit from the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I preach the gospel across the globe, and oftentimes, very often, to people of all different religions. One lady in India came to me and she said, how can you claim that the blood of Jesus, your Jesus, has the power to wash away the sins of all people? She said, if your Jesus was a good Jesus, maybe his blood could wash away the sins of 100 people. And if He was an exceptionally good person, maybe 1,000 people, but no more. Bible says all sins, all people. It's so comprehensive, it's so fantastic. I don't blame anyone if they say their minds are blown by it. But what is the secret of His power? What is the secret of the power of the blood of Jesus? Medical science tells us that a baby gets the blood from the father. There is a genetic link, and it can be scientifically proven that between the father and the child, and the proof is in the blood. And if there is any doubt as to the paternity of a certain child, a blood test may be taken of the man in question and the baby. And then normally a doctor can point to one of those men and say, you in the middle, you are the biological father of this child. The proof is in the blood. The proof is in the blood. Now, who was the father of Jesus? That's an awesome thought. Who was the father of Jesus? If Joseph was the father of Jesus, the blood of Jesus would not be precious. It would have had not the power to wash away the sin of a single person. If Joseph had been the father of Jesus, the blood of Jesus would have been as ordinary as my blood or your blood. But the whole point is Jesus did not have an earthly father. His father was and is the heavenly father. Wow. Some people say, how can that be? Mary was flesh and blood. God is a spirit. The answer is simple but profound. God and man became one in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Hallelujah. God was the father of Jesus. So the blood of Jesus was special. The blood of Jesus was special. There was a secret with the blood of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I believe this is the secret of the power of the blood of Jesus. The Bible takes great care to explain to us how Jesus was conceived. This actually is central, is pivotal to our salvation. Luke himself writes about it. He must have had an interview with Mary, the mother of Jesus. He must have asked her, Mary, tell me, how did you conceive Jesus? And Mary told him, the power of the Almighty overshadowed me, and I conceived of the Holy Spirit. Luke wrote it down. It's in your Bible. It's central to our salvation. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. I see it wherever it is applied to millions upon millions upon millions of people. It still has the same power. It washes them from all sins. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I've told this to on other occasions. I will never forget it for as long as I live. I was invited for a television interview, national television, discussing religious questions. Well, I was very fortunate to be invited. And when I arrived there, I found that they only had invited another expert, and he was an atheist. So I thought by myself, how come they invite for this discussion an atheist and me, a hot evangelist? And then I got that, wow, I think they have done this because they won a good fight. And I must confess, my German nature sometimes is still quite awake. I like a good fight myself, especially when it comes to Jesus. I spoke of a good fight. Now, here the moderator starts the talk. We are live on television, nationwide. And here the atheist takes off. And he says, Bonky, you preach that there's power in the blood of Jesus. I said, yes, I do. He said, I believe there is no power in the blood of Jesus whatsoever. I said, why do you say that? He said, because the blood of Jesus is already 2,000 years in this world. And the world today is worse than it was 2,000 years ago. And because the presence of the blood of Jesus in this world has not made this world better, but it has become worse, that's why I say there is no power in the blood of Jesus. I said, mister, wait. I want to reply. I said, mister, there is also soap in this world, yet many people are still dirty. I said, mister, let me explain to you how soap works, in case you don't know. I said, if I am dirty and I stand next to a piece of soap, I will not be automatically clean. Soap doesn't work automatically, no matter how close you get to it. I said, Mister, you won't even be clean, even if you should work in a soap factory. I said, now, Mister, this is what's going to happen. If you want to know what soap can do, you've got to reach out with your hand. Get that piece of soap and start to apply it. Amen. Oh, I said, if you do, you will know that there's power in the soap. I said, and so it is with the blood of Jesus. It's not enough to know it. It's not enough to sing about it. It's not enough to preach about it. I said, Mister, now I dare you. Reach out for the blood of Jesus. Apply it to your sinful life. And if you do, something will happen to you. What has already happened to hundreds of millions of people all over the world. You will jump up. You will throw up your arms. You will shout. You will sing. You will say, there's power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb.